From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth Radio program as we continue a very, very important study this week entitled The Temple of the Living God. As we've been emphasizing throughout the course of this week, according to biblical truth, God's temple is the body of each Christian. And according to biblical truth, individual believers united in the local church of Jesus Christ make up God's temple on earth in that particular location. We've talked about that throughout the course of the week. And we have been looking at this subject because it's something that I think that many Christians don't take into consideration. From the moment we trust Christ as Savior, for me, that was July 17th, 1964, until this very day, from the moment I trusted Christ as Savior, until this very day, I have been the temple of the living God. And if you are a Christian, you can say the same, that from the moment you were born again, from the moment you said, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, you have been the temple of the living God. He dwells in you. In our passage of Scripture that we are looking at, it's very, very clear where it says in verse 16, for ye are the temple of the living God. Now, this week, as we've been looking at the temple of the living God, the main thought that I've been trying to portray is that it's important that we respect the temple of the living God. And so we emphasize the fact that respecting the temple of the living God is a matter of praise. Certainly we ought to praise God because it's an awesome thing to take into consideration that God lives in us. And he does so because he has the desire to have a relationship with us and to remain with us. And then yesterday, we noted that respecting the temple of the living God is a matter of protection. We need to protect God's temple. How? Well, by making certain, as it says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, that we are not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And it's very clear. He goes on there in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 14 and says, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Belial means Satan. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? The answer to that question, there is no fellowship, no communion, no comfort, no part that a believer has with the infidel, and no agreement between God and idols. There is no association. And so why do we allow ourselves many times to live in compromise and become yoked together with unbelievers and godless situations? That's a dishonor to God. And so that means we must protect the temple of God by not getting involved with anything that in any way, shape, or form will dishonor God. Now today and tomorrow, we are going to be talking about the fact that respecting the temple of the living God is a matter of promotion. Now you'll say, Pastor Gary, what in the world are you talking about? A matter of promotion. Well, here it is. Believers, that is, those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, are to promote separation from sinful ways, spiritual cleansing, and holy living in a determined and definite way. Did you get that? As believers, we are to promote separation from sinful ways through spiritual cleansing and holy living in determined, determined and definite ways. The fact of the matter is, as Christians, we are to be determined. We are to be determined to separate from sinful ways. We are to be determined to maintain spiritual cleansing, and we are to be determined to live a holy life, simply because of the fact that our bodies are the temple of the living God. How do we do that? Well, number one, by coming out from all forms of sin and unrighteousness. Number two, by cleansing ourselves from all sin. And number three, by claiming holiness out of respect to our God. First of all, we do so by coming out from all forms of sin and unrighteous ways. Look at the 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17. It says this, and this is written not only to the church at Corinth back in 60 AD, but it is written to you and to me today. This is as up to date as tomorrow morning's news when it says, Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate from the Lord, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. As Christians, we are to separate ourselves from the ways of the world. This is something that's taught throughout the pages of Scripture, way back in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. Why is it that we want to become more like the world? Why is it? It's because we don't respect the fact that our body belongs to the Lord. It's because we are making choices to compromise and to be associated with that which God wants us to be separated from. I think that most of you, particularly those of you who've been saved for a long time, are very familiar with Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Let me read it for you. There the Word of God says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Why are we to present our bodies a living sacrifice? Because our bodies are the temple of the living God. But then notice verse 2 of Romans 12. And this is written to you. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Dear Christian, don't be conformed to the world. That word conformed means to be attached. Don't be attached to the world. The world is talking about that system that is under the control of the devil, that is diametrically opposed to God, that is made up of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Let's not be attached to that. Let's come out from among the world. You know, over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 22, that same concept is brought out very, very clearly. You might want to mark this in your Bible if it's not already marked. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 22, it says, abstain from all appearances of evil. So, if we are going to promote the fact that we are the temple of the living God, we must come out, separate ourselves from all forms of sin and unrighteousness. Secondly, we must do so by cleansing ourselves from all sin. Again, go back to 2 Corinthians and note chapter 7 and verse 1, where it says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Listen, beloved, it's important that when we realize that we have sin in our lives, that we confess it, that we agree with God that we've sinned, that we've wronged Him. And 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin, of all sin, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We need to be confessing our sin regularly and then repenting from known sin, cleansing ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Is there any unconfessed sin in your life today? If you're not sure, ask God to reveal it to you, and He will by His Holy Spirit. But make certain that you confess known sin and that you repent from known sin. But then thirdly, we promote the idea of holiness by coming out from all forms of sin, by cleansing ourselves from all sin, and thirdly, by claiming holiness out of respect to our God. Notice again, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, the last part of verse 1, where it says, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Let's claim the holiness that we have. You know, when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we become holy in Christ. We become the saints of the living God. And the way that we claim that holiness out of respect to God is through obedience to the Word of God, through yielding to the Holy Spirit of God, and through maintaining an active prayer life with God. As we obey the Word of God, as we yield to the Spirit of God, and as we maintain a solid life of prayer with God, then we will grow and develop in the kind of a lifestyle that reflects holiness. Dearly beloved, don't conform to the world. Don't live in sin. Don't deny the reality of holiness in your life. Come out from all forms of sin and unrighteousness. Cleanse yourself from all sin. Claim the holiness that you have out of respect to God through obeying His Word, through yielding to His Holy Spirit, and through developing an active prayer life. As a Christian, you are the temple of the living God. Promote that through living the separated Christian life. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. The Lord willing, we will be back tomorrow at the same time. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why I often say, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.